BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Wednesday. So my World Cup anthem with 5 seconds of summer is all coming together. Commentator Guy Mowbray is on today because someone told me it should have actual commentating on it, so he's on. Also, Voice of the Balls from the Lottery does his own commentating as I release my large inflatable balls during Pete Tong's set in Glasgow. Rihanna plays Real or No Real, and Pharrell fans finally get to find out who Nigel is.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I had a hearty breakfast this morning, Chris.
Oh, did you, man? What was it?
I had to tackle something that I never tackled before. I was in a part of London where all the butchers had been working all night. There's a particular market, which is full of butchers. And as a result, there are pubs and restaurants open quite early in the morning with men sat around with meat in plastic bags and men smelling of meat to take home to cook a bit later on because they're butchers. So they get all the best cuts.
Right, so I get why they're up at that time,
yeah.
You know, hanging around the meat. But why you?
Just had to have an early breakfast. And I got sausage, bacon.
Raw?
No, cooked. But then what looked like a dog bone. Now, what are you supposed to do with that? This is on the plate. Now, I understand why, because obviously I was in an area where a lot of butchers work. So they've got all the meat, accessible to all the meat. So I had like a bacon chop, sausage, and then, you know, bones that he gives dogs to lick? Mm. What are you supposed to do that when you're giving it for breakfast?
Right, so what did you do?
Well, I licked it.
Licked the bone?
Yeah. Like I've seen dogs do it. But anyone know what you're supposed to do with that?
That's well weird. I don't quite understand the
Have you ever heard of that?
But all the rest of the meat was good.
Like standard beans, what you would get in a normal breakfast, but then massive great bone.
I think you've done the right thing by the sounds of it.
Are you supposed to lick it?
I guess so.
Anyone else let me know? Maybe you're a butcher. Did I do the right thing? Was I supposed to eat some of it? I don't know.
How do I eat a bone?
Well, how do I carve into that? Exactly. I mean, the knife was sharp, but really. Anyway, that's my morning. Hope you're all right. Made some progress today on this World Cup anthem that I'm making with 5 seconds of summer, my friends.
Connected to the bone incident this morning or not?
This is a rap, which I have done. It was going to be about 20 seconds. To be honest, we've halved that because I don't want to ruin the song by rapping too much.
Well, that's fair enough.
Because the rest of the song is good. And I know that rapping's not my natural home. So
this worked for Dizzy Rascal, didn't it? Do you remember with the... Was it the Band-Aid song that he did? Do you remember? Give a little help to the helpless. I mean, that was literally it.
Is that all he said in it?
He said some line before it, but it wasn't more than about 10 seconds. So I think you're onto a winner here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not long. But it's good, I think. Oh, you're supposed to eat it from inside.
What?
Oh, and are you supposed to put it on your meat? Oh, well, there's conflicting reports. But I'm like, if you had a bone on your plate, you wouldn't know what to do either. Boil it, says somebody. No, it's for breakfast. We're not going to play you the rap today, but I will have the finished song for you tomorrow-ish. Or some of it.
It feels to me that you're teasing quite a lot now, and then you're going to have to really deliver when this comes through. Can you promise that you are going to deliver?
I think everyone is going to be pleasantly surprised. And I heard Fern mocking me earlier for my rap. Admittedly, I was rapping, because she saw me from the other studio. I was rapping with kind of gripped hands, maybe like a vicar or a newsreader, but that's just the way I rap.
Is the rap done now, or can I offer up an alternative, or is there anything I can do to sort of help the situation here?
You can do an alternative if you want, and maybe I'll use that one if it's not set in stone at the moment.
Right.
But by next week, we have to have all the elements together, and it'll be mixed, and I'll be able to play it for you.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, One Direction in the news today, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Newsbeat a lot.
Don't you wish you had your interview with them this weekend?
A bit, because my interview was last weekend. But then also not, because I feel like if anything did happen, then I'd be like the naughty teacher telling them off, going, well, that's very bad.
Right.
So yes, but no, because it's weird, because I know them quite well. Mm. There is a section in my interview tomorrow, though, about how they've kind of grown up in a very different way to other people their age, to people in their 20s, and they say that this is kind of like their university stage and their university... you know, level, but on a big stage. So we don't really know what's happened here. Like, you know, they say the lawyers are involved, it's all fine. Like, no one can really speculate in what's happened here, but there's a lot of stuff that you will hear about One Direction that I guarantee you won't have heard before tomorrow on the show, and it's happening between 2 and 3, part of the big interviews for Radio 1's Big Weekend. So all of One Direction having a chat with me. We recorded it last weekend, and it's going out along with live music from the weekend, 2 till 3 tomorrow. If you're a 1D fan or you know someone that is, tell them. Put it on Facebook, put it on your Twitter. It's happening tomorrow, 2 till 3. Okay, so my task for this morning was to do a football rap that goes in the middle of the World Cup anthem I'm making with 5 Seconds of Summer. So this is the backing track. There's a big long gap where the boys aren't singing, where I have to do a rap loosely based around football. It needs to be emotional, I think. It needs to, like, tug at the heartstrings.
These drums, they're quite powerful, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is what you're rapping over.
So you may have heard on the show Abandoman, who are brilliant at rapping and freestyling. They helped me with my rap yesterday. I wasn't that good. But by 12:30, I had a lunchtime deadline, a bit late. By 12:30, I had nailed the rap, and I have now sent it to the man who's mixing the track. So we will get the rap back from him tomorrow. I'm rapping over this beat. So it's not too fast for a beginner.
I'm intrigued to hear the final version of that now, of your rap.
What was going through your mind when you saw me? Because you were in here.
Yeah, well, I saw a bit of it. And then I haven't heard the final one that you did. But when you first started, it was kind of weird because you weren't sure where to pitch your voice for it.
I didn't know if to go monotone. I didn't know if to go really excited.
Or put an accent on.
Or do a voiceover voice.
That was the tricky thing for you. You see, you're used to going, out now.
I just thought that might work. It didn't. You like, give me a bit of direction from the back. You're like, maybe you should like try and sound a bit more you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've done the rap. Now it's done. The song pretty much is done. However, Chris tells me we have to have some commentary in the song.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of football songs have commentary in. I think it adds something to it. It makes it very football-y.
Does the commentary change?
Well, what do you mean?
Okay, well, what's this one?
I mean, that's the point, isn't it? When you hear that, as an England fan, it sort of stirs up everything inside you. That's famous bits of commentary that they've put onto you. I mean, you know that song, don't you?
Yeah, obviously. That's Three Lions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But then they've done some different commentary on this version.
Beautiful football by England! Gaza!
You see, because that's the difference, because when they first released Three Lions, it was in 96, and then they re-released it for 98, but they got some more commentary. In fact, some of that commentary was from Euro 96.
Oh, right. So, like, with this commentary. Huge with this huge gap in the song,
yes,
this football song could last forever because you just keep updating it with different commentary from a recent match.
You could do. Yeah, that's a very good point. You could do that.
This could maybe not just be for the World Cup. It could be for other championships as well.
It could be if your song is generic enough.
It is generic.
Right, well, if the rest of the song's generic, yeah, you could wheel this out. This could be a good one. This could be like the Pogues at Christmas.
Yes.
You know, one that just emerges every time.
Exactly that. And it's not for any particular team. It's not for England. It's not for anyone else. So it's just, if you love football, you will love this song.
Commentary-wise, what are you thinking? Because my concern with you putting commentary on the song would be that your natural instinct would be to go towards innuendo.
Yes.
Because obviously we do have some football commentary, which is very innuendo-y.
Well, I thought maybe we could, if I put the backing track on, this is what it would sound like with the innuendo bingo commentary, which I thought we could add after.
That was a much better ball from Trapped. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
I mean, it is good, but I worry it detracts from the sort of the passion which you're meant to experience.
Swansea City take their second win of the Premier League season, and Ian Holloway, he has a huge job on.
I mean, it's good. But
you'd like to hear that after the 5 seconds of summer singing bit, wouldn't you?
But it's not quite stirring enough.
Right on the edge of the 18-yard box. I don't think there was any contact with a Palace player. I think he just went down on himself.
Yeah. No?
Well, I like it, but I'm not sure it does the serious job in which you're intending.
I've got
it.
One more.
A floater for Van Persie. Van Persie brings it down. He's got a defender up his backside there.
Okay. Right, so before 2 o'clock, I'm speaking to Guy Mowbray.
Oh, excellent news.
Now, he's an actual commentator. Yeah. Is he on Match of the Day?
Yes, he does do that as well.
But Five
BBC
Live?
Sport, Five Live. You've worked with him before, do you not remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was at the Grimmy football match,
yes.
The Radio 1 football match. Oh, good times. What's up, Chris? I've just found some of the commentary that I did with Guy Mowbray and Michael Owen at the Grimmy football match at Wembley.
It just reminds me of how I felt at the time. I felt very left out.
In fact, you had... FOMO. Massive FOMO. FOMO.
Just pounding my alarm there.
I'm glad that... Pound the alarm. I'm glad that you're still using your fear of missing out alarm.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I kind of want one for when I feel left out.
I think it's just because last week, a large part of last week, I was ill. Obviously, the big weekend, I then missed out on...
FOMO. And that day when you weren't asked... you weren't selected to be in the Radio 1 squad was massive. FOMO. Okay. FOMO. Don't need to press it that much. FOMO. Let's remind you of that day where I was in the commentary box with Guy Mowbray and Michael Owen. We are now well underway, and now let's go over to our commentators, Guy Mowbray and Michael Owen. Now, we've already seen some goal action, haven't we, guys?
Almost in, stopped by the big lad with the paunch.
Now,
the back.
we just know him as the big guy with the paunch. We don't actually know his name, but don't let that stop us. What sort of goal was the first one? Do the Radio Wanderers have a hooker on the team?
Pardon?
Is there a hooker on the Radio Wanderers team?
I think that's a different shaped ball. Cool. Oh, the Rizzle kicks are getting closer. Harley's hit the bar. Jordan's now hit the post.
Right. Good.
And that means it was close.
Where's the umpire? Who's playing the best?
Grimmy's just there delivering his half-time words of wisdom.
Oh, is it half-time?
Yeah, that's why they're not running around anymore, Scott.
Oh, right. That's, I wonder why they were huddling together. I thought they were just cold. Okay, the guy that we were talking about with the paunch, we now need to rename. That's Mark, who's Ollie's tour manager, who I do actually know quite well, so sorry for that, Mark. Okay, what happens now?
They kick off again soon.
Oh, right, do they? Okay. Is that Danny Howard in goal?
Yes.
Oh, right, I've only just spotted that. What? When it goes quiet, then... Someone just has to break the silence at some point, don't they?
Generally, it's radio, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of helps.
Yeah, Mark Wright doesn't do much running, does he? But he likes getting the ball to feet and getting out. And he's got a good, strong left foot.
He's got a good lob on, hasn't he? I was really proud of my football commentary that day, actually. And, like, you'd be quite nervous doing that because Guy Mowbray's a legend.
Guy Mowbray's a legend. You're awful.
And Michael Owen, yeah, but I'm not scared of these people. I'm not in awe of them in particular. You know, I understand they do great work.
You shouldn't say that.
Well, I'm not a football fan.
Yeah, but they're far better than you.
Yeah, of course they are, because that's
better
what
they're... Better people, better just everything.
Yeah, but they couldn't play Drake as well as me, could they? No, they couldn't. Oh, here's Drake coming up on the inside. It just wouldn't be as good, would it?
It doesn't work like that.
It wouldn't be as good. Guy Mowbray with Michael Owen. They couldn't do this job. Yeah, you want to come and try it then?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So now, one of the big commentators working for the BBC out in Rio during the World Cup, it's Guy Mowbray off of BBC Sport. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
Now, I'm making this football song, Guy, for the World Cup.
I've heard.
What have you heard?
Well, I've heard you've got some Australians in to do it.
Yeah, I have. Is that a problem?
Well, is it an England song?
No.
Ah, right, that's okay then.
It's a generic football anthem.
Okay, like it.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
They're a group of young Australians called 5 Seconds of Summer. Are you aware of their work?
I am very aware of their massive catalogue so far.
Yeah. I mean, they're big with the kids.
Yeah, we all are.
I need your help, really, Guy.
Go on.
I tried some rapping on it yesterday because...
Okay.
Do you think it needs to have a rap, a football song?
Well, the best one ever did.
Which is?
World in Motion, 1990. New Order with John Barnes.
Barnesy on it.
Yeah, yeah.
What else do you think a football song would need?
It needs to be catchy in the middle, a bit chanty. I'm thinking Vindaloo.
Well, I can't wait for you to hear our one, Guy.
I'm looking forward to it.
So it needs a bit of a chant.
Yep.
A rap.
Yep.
And a catchy bit that
they
can
sing. It's got to be upbeat.
Oh, yeah. we're on the right track here.
Yeah.
And they need to be able to sing it on the terraces?
I think so, yeah, yeah. Is it got a sort of Brazilian samba style to it?
No, we've
That's
stayed
probably
away
a good
from
thing.
That.
Yeah, good.
We've stayed
good.
Away from that because of Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Oof. Seriously.
Yeah, well, not seriously.
Now, what I'd notice is that Three Lions, also a good one,
yeah,
does have some commentary in.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does have a classic commentary.
Is that necessary?
I think it's good for the teary-eyed moments. It's okay. It's good for nostalgia. But with England, we just use the same ones all the time because we haven't got a lot.
Is that a football joke?
Yeah, well, you never know. This year there might be some amazing commentary when England fly to the final. You never know.
All right.
We do know.
Okay, here's what I'm getting to here, Guy. Will you record some commentary for me for my World Cup anthem?
Yeah, go on.
Are you all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this could be your big break.
It could be. You never know. Or it could break me.
I know this is what you've always wanted, Guy, so...
It is, to be honest.
So, now that I've tracked you down, I've got pretty much everything. The rap will come together. The boys have recorded their vocals, but I think commentary is essential.
Okay.
So, we'll have a chat off air.
Yeah.
I've got some suggested lines for you to say, and then we'll just slot it into the song. Is that good?
That sounds good to me, yeah.
Do you want to improvise, or can I just tell you what to say?
You know what? Commentary helps when I'm looking at something, when I'm actually watching a game. That's easier. But I'll have a go.
Yeah, but I want you to do your commentary voice, but about me and the band.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
But you'll say, like, all your key phrases.
They can be random.
I know, but I've got them all written down.
Okay.
So we'll talk about this off air.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're in. Thank you, Guy.
I'm well in. The Scott
Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1, and I'd like to thank Mr. Nigel for allowing me to be here today.
I love that he got a special shout out there.
More proof that Pharrell is obsessed with a man in our office called Nigel.
How random is that? Like, I know Nigel does a lot of work. You know, he's a powerful guy here at Radio 1, but...
He's one of the most powerful people in the music industry.
I'd love it if Pharrell was obsessed with me the same way as he is as Mr. Nigel.
So, Nigel got a shout-out on stage at the end of Happy. I mean, Nigel is quite important here at Radio 1. He, along with a team of others, decide which band and artists should be played on the station. And, you know, he'll just sit there with a big cigar. I can make you a star.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
That's exactly what he's like. Stick with me, kid. Yeah. I'm the person you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And did he do that to Pharrell one day?
He must have been like, come to my office. You want a cigar? Play me the new album. Mm. I like it. It's good.
I'll make you a star.
Make you a star. But listen, I interviewed Pharrell on Saturday afternoon. Did it again. Thank you very much, Pharrell.
Dude, thank you so much. And thank you guys for having me. And listen, once again, thank you to Nigel, program director, for like all the love and support that you guys have given us. Like, it's been awesome.
Now, here's what I think's happened. You just called Nigel the program director. That's not true. I think Nigel has picked up his part to Pharrell.
Oh, no.
I think he's like, yeah, I'm the program director.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know. I think that's what's happening.
No, I'd like to see this become a movement. I'd like whole crowds at Pharrell gigs with Nigel shirts on. Yeah.
I'd like all the artists to just like thank Nigel as much as Pharrell is. Dude, I want to thank the Radio 1 listeners. I want to thank Nigel.
Thank Nigel. Yeah.
Nigel must have been like, oh, I'll make you a star. Oh, you already are one.
It's Pharrell, though.
I'll make you a bigger one.
It's only like one of the biggest artists in the world, obsessed with Nigel.
Nigel off our office. But no, Pharrell did have like a dip, though, didn't he? Like, he was like super famous. Then the dip happened. Oh. I reckon that's when Nigel
so
took
Nigel
him into his office.
In.
Yeah, a couple of cigars. We'll make you a star again.
Pharrell.
Again.
You'll rise like a phoenix. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When you did the rap, who were you thinking of?
Fiddy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did you see his Twitter yesterday? He's my favourite on Twitter, 50 Cent.
No, have
you seen it?
What's happened?
He's like, I mean, I can't say all the swear words, but basically having a go at his grandmother for making for making him take out the bins when he's rich.
What?
His Twitter is something else. It's next level. Get involved with 50 Cent's Twitter. If you're easily offended, though.
Okay.
It's 2:20. Hey, you missed out loads when you were off sick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying that we should do something last week. on the opening night of Radio 1's Big Weekend, which was in George Square. It was the dance night where all the DJs were there. Mm. Oh, Chris, it was so good.
Was it?
Yeah, there was fireworks for Tiësto. All at
FOMO. FOMO.
Yeah.
FOMO. FOMO.
And there's the fear of missing out alarm again then. Martin Garrix, had my picture taken with him.
I saw that.
Awesome. Now he's 18.
He is 18. 18. Yeah. Strange photo, that one.
Private jet everywhere. Annie Mac, Pete Tong. And then the night before, Thursday night, I had a couple of drinks. And I had an idea. You know the My Balls clip that we play from Inuna Bingo from Pete Tong's show?
Our favourite.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Well, that combined in my head, and I thought, okay, right, I will get some massive balls and throw them into the crowd at Big Weekend on the dance night.
Oh, incredible.
So I texted Pete Tong's, called him Pete Dong.
Oh, God, not again.
Oh, not again. We've been through this before.
Oh, no. Do you remember, right, do you remember when we used to do this quite a lot? And then do you remember I went and got those shirts made?
With Pete Dong lol on them.
And we wore those shirts and had a photo with Pete Tong.
With, yeah.
One of my favourite moments of my life.
I still don't really know what he thought about Pete Dong.
He didn't like it.
I know, I just called him again. Good. So I text Pete Dong's producer on Thursday, and this is after the wines, and he didn't reply. And then the next day he replies, oh, I really like the idea of throwing the balls out. And I was like, oh, actually, I don't really like it now. But anyway, before you know it, I'm on a plane to Glasgow to get there in time for Pete Dong's set. Mm. And before you know it, I'm chucking out massive balls into the crowd.
Oh, you're living the dream.
Oh, it's so good. Me and Greg James running along the front of the crowd.
Really? Balls
the,
out. Just
balls
sort of
out. Just like, a brilliant right time. Across. I mean, these were massive.
Yeah.
Like, we had two large balls.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of them now.
Can you see it?
Yeah, they're like those almost weather balloons that go up in the air. You know, they're really... And how did Pete Tong take to that?
I don't really know, because I couldn't see him. Some people were saying that he didn't look that impressed. I mean, it's quite a visual thing.
Yeah.
So, but you'll see that the wind was not on our side and it kept blowing the large balls right back into us again. We were trying to get them out into the crowd. Mm-hmm. And every time the wind would blow it back and just blow it back onto the stage. Oh. So there's one shot of like Greg chasing after this ball as it goes back over the stage, and then one popped and our fun was over.
Oh, okay.
But we did need a commentator for the radio, so who else to ask other than the voice of the balls himself from the lottery? So we got him to commentate on it the next day. Listen to this.
Welcome to BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend 2014. Scott will be using setter balls number one, and the machine of choice is Glasgow. For those wondering, the independent adjudicator tonight is Pete Tong.
Over here, Glasgow, come on. Down the front! To the side! Do you want to see some balls? Are you sure? I'm not sure you've seen these balls before.
He's getting into it.
I don't know whose balls they are.
Pete Donglaw.
Scott Mills arriving on stage right now. The question everyone's asking is, will he be getting his balls out? This is Scott's 126th appearance at a Big Weekend. So it's time to release those big money balls. Take it away, Scott.
Give it up for Scott Mills with my balls!
Look at those balls fly. It's majestic how they bounce across such a passionate Big Weekend crowd. Oh, and that pair down the front really are the biggest pair of balls I've ever seen in my life.
Voice of the balls,
good luck to all the Radio 1 listeners. Tonight's jackpot is worth an estimated 12 million Scott Mills points. Oh, and look at that, Scott's favourite ball, making a rare appearance tonight. Some of these people seem to be trying to get the balls all the way to the back. It looks like the whole of Glasgow has their hands on those balls. Well, I really have been talking balls for quite some time now, but no one seems to be stopping me, so I think I'll just carry on. What a load of balls!
Thank you once again for Scott Mills and my balls. Have you got the balls over there? Can you hand them back, please?
Oh dear, it's all gone Pete Tong.
Oh my God. That wow.
What's wrong with your face?
No, I just that last minute or so, it just feels like a weird dream.
I mean, if you just tuned into that, that would be really
I
weird.
I will say though.
FOMO. FOMO. FOMO.
Really?
FOMO
alarm so. Again.
That sounded huge.
Oh, it was so much fun.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Lizzie.
Lizzie, how are you?
Lizzie, I'm good, thank you.
Whereabouts are you today?
I'm in Leeds.
How can I help?
I think you're forgetting something really important today. No? Oh, it's the middle of the week.
Oh,
oh, God. How can we forget this today?
I don't know. I've been waiting for it all day.
Hang on, just to check. You are talking about Bumbleo Wednesday, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how we've overlooked this, to be honest, Lizzie. I can only apologise.
Good. I should help, sir.
Oh, all right.
Well, we don't want to annoy Lizzie.
What happens when Bumbleo Wednesday comes on at work?
I go a bit mad. Everyone looks at me like I'm crazy.
And you feel like it could almost be Friday?
Yes, it does feel like Friday when Bumbleo Wednesday comes on.
When Bumbleo Wednesday comes on, it's like the warm-up to Friday. It's like the countdown to Friday begins.
It's like a short slide down to the weekend.
Yes.
It is, yeah.
I'm ready if you are.
I am ready. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Oh, actually, you might want to press the FOMO alarm for this next bit.
Yeah?
Well, shall I tell you first?
Go on, then.
I did a mass Bumbleo Wednesday on stage
before
Katy Perry at Big Weekend.
FOMO. 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 FOMO.
So we're like 5 minutes away from Katy Perry going on stage, like the closing act, the headliner of Big Weekend.
Oh, how did I miss it?
And I'm like, let's do Bumbleo Wednesday with 50,000 people!
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Okay, so you know what happens when it drops? Go crazy.
Go! Bamboleo, bamboleo,
porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Shake it. Bamboleo, bamboleo. That's what it sounded like. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios. Just seen all these tweets and texts coming in. Tom saying, have I missed Bumbleo Wednesday? Or have you forgotten about it? Yeah, I forgot. Also, Ben off of Bristol. Where's Bumbleo Wednesday? Okay, it's on now. Lose your mind. Jordan in Brighton, hello. You're missing something. Okay, it's all fine, all rectified now.
Oh, it feels good. It feels right. It feels like the Wednesday thing to do. Halfway through the week.
Yeah.
Hump day. Bumbleo Wednesday. Have it.
Listen to this. I sped it up a bit. 50,000 people in Glasgow, on Glasgow's green, just before Katy Perry going absolutely mental to Bumbleo Wednesday. On a Sunday, which some people were unhappy about, but I wanted to record it for this week. Okay, I've got a new track of the day coming up, which every show is playing, from Milky Chance.
I know.
That's one. First, this is London Grammar and Sights. They were brilliant as well at the weekend. What are you... Lara Phillips says, Bumbleo Wednesday is the best revision break, but I did get a weird look from the builders outside my window when I was shaking it.
Do you think the fact that there was a bank holiday Monday for a lot of people threw them off for the...
Well, I certainly forgot Bumbleo about Wednesday. It, and I think it did, because it's come quite soon in the week, hasn't it? Mm. Dancing in the office to Bumbleo Wednesday, says Amy. Thanks to you, I thought it was still Tuesday, but now you've remembered I'm closer to Friday.
Yes.
That's Nathan Marshall. Glad that you all lost your minds to Bumbleo Wednesday today. Thank you very much to that. Milky Chance are on now.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, no.
So basically...
This is bad.
So we all decided that we might get a coffee. And lovely Lauren, who works on the show, has currently gone off to go get some coffees for us. But on the list, there's like hot chocolate...
Skinny latte.
And then we've written a Milky Chance on there just to see what she comes back with.
I put one Milky Chance, brackets, if not hot chocolate. And then, did she question it?
Not really. She said Milky Chance, and I said, yeah, just insist on it. Just insist on it. I say, well, I've had it before, just insist on it.
So now she's at the coffee shop outside asking for one Milky Chance.
I know, but it's interesting. I find these things interesting to see what she comes back with.
Okay. We'll find out in a minute. Everyone's saying that they forgot it was Bumbleo Wednesday as well, because it's the bank holiday vibes, that's why.
What is a Milky Chance?
I don't know.
Do we know the actual Milky
Chance?
Actually,
yes, I do. It's a German duo, vocalist Clement and producer Philip. They had a single called Down by the River, which Fern and Zane both loved, and it's taken from their self-produced album. It's on every show today because it's Radio 1's track of the day. Would you like a Milky Chance?
I think so.
The track is called Stolen Dance. Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. I just feel weird and a bit awkward saying Milky Chance on Radio 1.
I think it's because we're still not 100% sure what it means.
Well, I hope we're getting it from a coffee shop soon.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's Rihanna of films.
Hi. Now, it's been so long.
I haven't seen you for a very long time.
I know. I didn't even fleetingly see you at the big weekend, I don't think.
No, were you there?
I heard you echoing over the fields.
Was I?
Yes.
Now, what's the situation? Are you avoiding us or are we avoiding you?
I think you're avoiding me.
No.
Are we?
Not true. Well, not true.
Real.
Because you haven't done any innuendo bingo for a while, have you?
No, but I haven't.
Was that our people or your people?
I think it's been a bit of both. I think there are a couple of times I've been asked and I haven't been able to do it. And then obviously the times that I'm available, you don't ask. So.
Yeah, they never go on holiday.
Yeah, no, I do go on holiday.
How's the world of films?
Still pretty good.
Any good interviews?
I had one of the worst interviews of my life the other day.
Those are my favourite ones to hear about.
Shall I say?
Yes.
Jonah Hill, it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
what's he done?
It was a tough one. It was just, I had 3 minutes with him, which is always difficult.
three minutes?
Yeah. So I was expecting to get, what, two, three questions in? I got 9 in.
In 3 minutes?
In 3 minutes, which is unheard of because he basically gave two-word answers to everything.
Was he not very nice?
He wasn't horrible. He wasn't. It was just, he'd give two-word answers. You'd expect him to, like, elaborate, and then he'd just stare at you, and you'd be like, oh, right, is it my turn to talk again?
Okay, I don't like it. Like, I've felt really intimidated by people like that before, and I really think
it is intimidating. It's not, quite humiliating.
It's not very nice.
There's no need for it.
No, why are you doing that? Just because you're famous, it's like, you're still a person. Be nice.
And, like, with all due respect, it's 3 minutes. You know what I mean? Crack a smile.
I know.
Rude. I think it's really rude.
So that was tough.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let's play a bit of Real or No Real. A lot of these may be made up. Some of them will be real. You never know. Keep score, Chris, would you?
Yeah.
All right.
At Katy Perry's gig in London last night, Radio 1 and BBC Three's Jen Long ended up on stage with the singer, but was quickly escorted away.
Oh, no, she's not one of them, is she? What? Now, we had Jen Long on this feature yesterday, and she was, her pants were wet with excitement about Katy Perry. That was from Innuendo Bingo.
But then
I was like, have they changed the rules about Radio 1?
No,
say on it.
And then she went to the gig with wet pants, didn't she?
She did. And weirdly, I think she said she was going to the gig with one of Church's, I think it was, wasn't it? Or one of London Grammar. It was someone like
she's
that.
So cool.
So cool.
So I can imagine if she's going with that kind of calibre of friend, she could get to the side of stage and therefore get on the stage.
Oh, I hope she didn't know. Oh, no, because she's a massive fan.
Or do you think she did a blag, you know, you've heard my voice, haven't you? And then do the Family Guy.
Oh, next. Yes, the introduction.
Next on BBC Three, Family Guy. I reckon she did that.
Yeah, I reckon she did.
Access all area, pass straight to her. I'm going to say, real.
Shuffling on stage with, I'm going to say no real.
And then she got carried away.
That one is no real.
Oh, thank God.
That would have been brilliant if it was, though.
I'm quite pleased that she didn't do that. Next.
Google have created a car with only two controls, go and stop.
That does sound like something that could happen, weirdly, in this day and age.
I would buy that.
I think a lot of people should buy that, probably, my dad included.
But this already exists. This is like a kid's car, right? You can buy those already, those little mini scaled down.
Wait, are we talking real cars or not real
cars? I don't
cars?
Know, because you can buy that. If you're a small child, you can get one of those cars which literally does stop and go.
Yeah, but this is a real car, like a two-button car.
Oh, buttons, not even... So
go, stop.
What? I don't understand that. I don't.
But what else do you need?
What's there not to understand?
Surely as times move on, cars will get simpler and simpler, which haven't really changed much, have they, since... Back in the day.
Was that your attempt at doing Top Gear or something?
I was going to say, you're trying to be a lad now, talking about cars.
Like, why do you need all them gears and that?
But the point is, surely you want to go at different speeds. You don't just want to
Yeah, that's
stop,
automatic.
Go at the same Yeah, but you speed.
Can... They've got that auto-cruise thing, haven't they?
Yeah.
That option.
We're pretty much there with the two buttons.
So what button's going to be used for the radio? That's what I'm saying. You need more than two buttons.
Real or no real?
Real. Got to be.
No real. Silly.
That one is real.
Oh, what a stupid idea.
And it's a self-driving prototype that they've just released a video of driving people around. How cool. Well, it drives itself as well.
That's a bit dangerous, I reckon.
Mind you, for some people, good.
Yeah.
And next,
legendary BBC journalist Hugh Edwards, the main newsreader on the 10 o'clock news, never wears shoes when he's on screen.
You do always wonder what's going on underneath there, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't see below the waist.
Underneath that desk.
Yeah. I'd love to think that he did something a bit different, because he seems so straight-laced, so I'd love him to like have little...
Yeah, he's doing a Dinah Vickers under the table.
You've got to balance... What does that mean? You've got to balance it out, haven't you? You've got to balance out. You're delivering, you know, at times bad news.
I know, but then you are wearing a leather thong.
It does sort
is
of...
Is that pulling a Dinah Vickers?
No, I meant the barefoot thing.
Oh, right.
I thought it meant something else as well then.
Real or no real?
What are you saying?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Okay, and quickly on to the last one today on Real or No Real.
In Chicago, there's a campaign for Kanye West to run for mayor in 2015.
Oof. I'm sure there's a campaign, but is it a campaign backed by him? That's where the confusion would
lie. Yeah, that's
true,
actually.
So I don't know.
Anyone can start a petition.
Here's the kind of thing he'd claim that he could do. Yeah, I'm going to be the mayor. I can imagine that. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, egotist, real.
That one is real.
I don't know whether it's backed by him or not, but a campaign is going on. He could be the new Arnold Schwarzenegger. And at the end of that...
I got 20, Rihanna got 30.
Yes,
Rihanna!
Yes.
Thanks for coming in today. Tomorrow on the show, it's all about One Direction. It's one of our big interviews at Big Weekend. Me chatting with the boys for a whole hour between 2 and 3, along with some live music from them at the weekend. Oh,